Did you know who they were? I never suspected. Honest, not till a day or two ago. Then it seemed too unlikely to mention. Let's get at it. She kissed me, and it was a kiss with oomph behind it. We'd come a long way. She put her helmet on and turned into the grim, dark thing called Life Taker. I did my magic trick and turned into Widowmaker. The scurrying rats who people Stormguard, I guessed we should change the name back when the dust settled, stared at us in fear and awe as we strode through the streets. Mogaba met us. He'd brought our horses. We mounted up. I asked, "How bad does it look?"
"Can't tell yet. With two battles under our belts and two victories, I'd say we're the more tempered force. But there'll be a lot of them, and I don't think you have any more tricks up your sleeves."
"You're right about that. This is the last thing I expected. If this Shadow Master uses his power..."
"Don't mention it to the men. They've been warned we might encounter unusual circumstances. They've been told to ignore them and get on with their jobs. You want to use the elephants again?"
"Everything. Every damned thing we've got. This one could be the whole war. Win it, we've got them off Taglios's back, and we've opened the road all the way south. They won't have an army left to field." He grunted. The same went for us. We got out onto the field. In moments I had messengers flying everywhere, most of them trying to dig my armed laborers out of the city. We were going to need every sword. Mogaba had sent the cavalry off to scout and harass already. Good man, Mogaba. The crows seemed to be having a great time watching the show take shape. The Shadow Master out there was in no hurry. He got his men out of the hills and into formation, despite my cavalry, then had his horsemen chase mine off. Otto and Hagop might have whipped them, but I'd sent instructions not to try. They just came back, leading the enemy, pelting him with arrows from their saddle bows. I wanted them to rest their animals before the main event. We did not have enough remounts to carry a proper cavalry campaign. I detailed a few men to assemble the former prisoners, as they showed, and send them off to get in the way of anybody who sallied from the camp. With weapons captured yesterday and during the night, more than half were now armed. They were not trained and were not skilled, but they were determined. I sent word for Cletus and his brothers to move the artillery over where he could give us support and could bombard the encampment gate. I looked across at the new army. "Mogaba, any ideas?" At a guess, there were 15,000 of them. They looked at least as competent as those we'd met at the Goja Ford. Limited, but not amateurs.
"No.
Don't look like they're in a hurry to get at it."
"Would you be?"
"Not if I had a Shadow Master, and had hopes we'd come to them. Anybody else got any ideas?"
Goblin shook his head. One Eye said, "The Shadow Masters are the key. You take them out, or you don't got a chance."
"Teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Messenger, come here." I had one idea. I sent him to draft one of the Gnar and have him head into town, round up 1,000 armed prisoners, and go to the city's west gate. When the fighting started, he was to hit the camp from behind. It was something. Lady said, "One Eye is right." I think it pained her to have to say that. "And the one to concentrate on is the healthy one.